What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make, and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business, ready to help you, and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Final day for shipping. If you order something on danpatrick.com, this is the last day that you can order and that we can guarantee it will get there in time for the holidays. A lot of great gift ideas, a lot of great gift ideas there. And go to danpatrick.com. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and also Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and the nearly 400 cities around America carrying this award-nominated program. Steph Curry breaks the three-point record at Madison Square Garden last night. There were a lot of celebrities there. Pete Davidson was there. Spike Lee was there. You know, this felt like it was an ideal situation. Reggie Miller was on the call. Ray Allen was there. Ray Allen, who was in the Spike Lee movie, He Got Game. And it's at Madison Square Garden. All of the great memories there. With all of the great players, everybody's had a moment, it feels like, at Madison Square Garden. And you start to look around and you go, okay, there's a lot of celebrities there. And then Paulie goes, Marv Albert's there. I said, Marv's not calling the game. Paulie goes, no, Marv is there watching the game. The great Marv Albert joining us on the program. So you went as a fan, Marv?
Yes, I did, Dan. Thank you. My wife and I wanted to see... we have made plans to come watch Golden State. We missed them in Brooklyn a couple of weeks back. What a joyous moment that it was last night. And to see the Garden crowd respond, I knew they would. I knew they'd be rooting for Steph. But it was just terrific, particularly with Ray Allen there and Reggie Miller there. It was a perfect setting.
Is there somebody who is comparable, if we say greatest shooter of all time? Is Steph Curry, in your opinion, the greatest shooter you've ever seen?
I would say yes. And he did it in a different way. I mean, Reggie is right with him. I think Ray Allen is certainly there. Things were different. People were not shooting as many three-pointers at that time. Even in Reggie's day, as Reggie had mentioned to me, I mean, the coach would be upset if you take too many. Steve Kerr wants Steph, even if he's missing, as he has recently. He's been in an unusual slump as of late, for Steph, that is. But he says keep taking him. I know that when James Harden was on fire with the Reds. Mike D'Antoni said, keep taking threes. I mean, Mike had already said, hey, we're going to take 45, 50 threes a game as a team, which sounded astounding, but they did. And it's not always a successful way to win. I think the way the Warriors play and with the type of players they have, the way they swing the ball so successfully, it is the way to go. And when Klay Thompson comes back, they are going to be so tough when you think, even though Jordan Poole has played very well, but with Klay and Steph and Draymond, they are going to be incredible to watch.
What do you think the game is like, though, in 10 years when it comes to three-point attempts?
I hope it doesn't get out of hand. I think there'll be a lot of many better three-point shooters because I think kids now are taking the deep shots influenced by what they're seeing. But if it's a circus atmosphere, I think it would be out of hand. You don't want to see only threes being fired up. I would like to see more of a post game. Passing centers and centers who can shoot threes effectively but not take too many would be interesting to watch. But I hope it's not, I know the ABA, when they started out with the three, which turns out, influenced the NBA when there was the merger, I thought at times they would just be firing them up and it wasn't taken seriously. But with Steph, any night he can just catch fire. And I think if Reggie played today or Ray Allen, they would be very similar to Steph. But Steph is special because, I mean, he can shoot from the logo. And perhaps only Trae Young out of NBA players today would be successful doing it the same way. I think Trae eventually will have a Steph Curry effect.
But also, if you look back, though, Marv, in the history of the game, the player who would have benefited the most by having the green light to shoot as many threes as he wanted would be who?
Well, the guys that come to mind who were hitting basically 3 points, except they counted for two, were a couple of guys who played for the Knicks. Well, Jerry Lucas is one who also played for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But Dave DeBuscher would have been an incredible 3-point shooter. I don't think he would have shot a large amount of 3-pointers, but he would have really been just a great 3-point shooter. Those are the two guys who I recall who.
What about
shoot
Bird?
Very deep.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, Bird. Well, Bird would have shot more. Yeah, he would have been tremendous. But he was so good going to the basket. You know, when a big man does it, I think Steph had to create and get better and better at what he does because of the lack of size. Although he trained so hard during this offseason and is in such excellent shape that he actually does a good job defensively, decently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, his whole game has changed. To me, what's so wonderful about the way he plays is the joy and the joy of the Garden, but not for the Knicks at the start of the game, was just unbelievable to watch. It really was. Like, everybody was happy for him.
But
it was so nice.
We're talking to Marv Albert. So it had to be a little strange that you had this game, this moment, this atmosphere, and you're not calling that moment.
It was probably the first. Well, I've gone to games before when I was when I actually was broadcasting, just to see a team. You might go to if they played the night before. It wasn't that strange. It really wasn't that strange to me. I was so much fun to be there to watch the game. It really was not.
Okay, how about I give you a chance to call it?
It would have been a great game to call.
No, just no the question. Moment, Marv. If I just say, Wiggins to Curry.
Oh, it would have been.
No, no, you're supposed to make the call. I'm letting.
Oh, you're leading me. I see.
Yes, okay. I'm giving you the assist. I'm John Stockton here.
Okay. I'll do it again.
Okay. All right. Well, I shouldn't be saying Wiggins to Curry, unless you want to be the color commentary. But you know.
No, that wouldn't work.
Okay. All right. I'll be the color commentary, and then you. So. Mm-hmm. It'll be Wiggins to Steph Curry. So I'll let you make the call. Okay. Hey, ready?
All right.
Okay.
Are you gonna make the crowd sound?
Oh, guy.
All right. Here's Wiggins. But Curry. Steph. Steph's back. Yes. Excellent crowd noise.
And you weren't really into it. You would have given me a more definitive yes.
It's too early in the morning. Come on. Please.
Don't want to wake up the neighborhood. Yes.
I'd scare my pugs are sleeping.
Oh, okay. We don't want to mess that up. Were you on the call when Maravich had 68 against the Knicks?
No, I was not.
Oh, okay.
The biggest, let's see, at the Garden, I was on the Michael Jordan call when he had the 55. That was pretty incredible. And Bernard King had huge games at the Garden. I was trying to think back. Of course, Reggie had the 8 points in 9 seconds, you know. So.
But if you were going to, like, Reggie's 8 in 9 seconds, how do you explain it?
So quick, you know. it was also I didn't do that game. I was on another playoff game, as it turns out. But that was phenomenal in that you know, they were so quick. It's not like you know, a setup and a score. That was amazing. You know, we always tell them to off, you know, on one of them, but. He laughs anyway. Yeah. But it was so great seeing, you know, it was Reggie and I did the game in Boston when Ray Allen broke his record. And I kidded him last night because in that game, Ray's mom came over to our broadcast table and just hugged Reggie. You know, this is during the broadcast. And I said, both Ray, his mom, and Steph's parents will come over and hug Reggie, but it didn't happen. So.
Well,
I was looking for a hug-a-thon.
Yeah. Well, it's great to talk to you, Marv. And thanks for joining us. As always, I'll let you go back to sleep.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Happy holidays.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. My best to your wife. That's Marv Albert, the voice, the NBA.
Yes.
He kind of went through the motions. He could have given me a little bit more. I guess you got to pay for that, right? A couple of phone calls here. Patrick in Texas. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 57165. Thank you. I got a question about the poll question, man. It seems like you're blaming Steph Curry for the fact that youth basketball coaches don't have control of their players anymore. It's not his fault. These kids are jacking up threes from their hip when they're 9 years old.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying the effect of Steph Curry and what it's done to basketball. It's not Steph. Steph does it the right way.
That's what I mean. It's the youth coaches that aren't telling these kids, hey, don't do that. I remember when I was playing, granted it was a long time ago, when the coach said, don't do that anymore, I stopped doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, when they threaten you with playing time, Patrick, that's usually when it's amazing when I stopped shooting deep, you know, when my coach said, get it inside or you're going to sit next to me. All right, I'll throw it
inside. It also helps when you're a 5'4 white kid from the suburbs at a Catholic school, but whatever. And just as a quick parting shot, after December 23rd, if the DP show were a Broadway production, what would it be called? No, no, Danette.
Oh, Okay.
Eat it, Fritz.
I got that.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Eat it, Fritz.
Wow. Instead of no, no, Nanette, the no, no, Danette, as McLovin will depart on the 23rd.
Well done.
Yes, McLovin.
Who is the guy who invented big man shooting outside? Who changed the game that way? Because when I was in
high school. Why are you changing the topic so quickly there?
Oh, I actually don't know No-No Nanette.
Wasn't that the Broadway play that the owner of the Red Sox wanted to finance, so he sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees?
That's correct.
Oh!
So No-No Nanette, No-No Danette.
Because I was thinking, can I analyze here for a sec, that you're mad because they didn't let everyone jack 30-foot shots when you were young. That would have been amazing.
I would have taken the high school three. I didn't need an NBA three. I mean, high school three? That's embarrassingly easy.
When I was coming up, you were 6'5". You weren't allowed to shoot past the foul line.
Yes.
They said, go down low.
Yes. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, according to legend, it was claimed that former producer Harry Frazee, the owner of the Red Sox, financed No-No Nanette by selling baseball superstar Babe Ruth to the Yankees, resulting in the curse of the Bambino.
Sunday night, Saints go to Tampa battling Brady and the Buccaneers. The showdown, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Phil in Indiana. Hi, Phil. What's on your mind?
Dan, it's always a great pleasure to be with you. I did want to comment, piggybacking on the previous caller, I coached D3 basketball, Dan, and currently coach high school basketball here in Indy. The one thing I will tell you, Dan, is almost every offensive set that you have right now is that drive and kick, spread the floor. And so, look, basketball has changed. Whether we think a kid can hit a three or not, most of the sets that you run now, Dan, it's not what you and I ran, I can tell you that. And it's really designed to set up a long three, really. Do you take a short two or do you take a three? And so I think, the offenses today, it's whether it's college or high school, it's all designed now, Dan, for spread the floor, drive, kick. And just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Always a pleasure.
Phil, do you coach that? Are you okay if your kids, somebody's going to put up 10 three-pointers?
I do coach it because, Dan, what other sets can you really run? I think Virginia runs that, they run kind of a deviation of a high screen and roll where they try to pump it down inside. But for the most part, Dan, almost every set you run now is designed for spread the floor, drive, kick. And yes, I do coach it, whether I really want to or not. It's because, Dan, all these kids that are playing AAU too, that's what they're running. And so that's what they're used to. And that's just every offensive set now. But always a pleasure, Dan. Keep up the great work, buddy.
Thank you, Phil. Great to hear from you. Yeah, I get it. That you're running these sets, but shooting a high school three is different because that's not a deep shot. If you look at the line, that's a jumper. When you start to venture out to over 22 feet, try it one time. If you've never taken an NBA three, try it. It's going to take a little bit more effort, let's put it that way. You can shoot a jumper from three-point range in high school. College, it becomes a little bit more of an effort, but then you get to the NBA, and you got to be a good shooter, not change your form when you get out there. A lot of times what happens when you have to get it up, then you're compromising your form. High school, you can just shoot it. Not a big deal. Then you get out to college. I'm wondering if college moves the three-point line a little bit deeper, but you're still not getting movement in basketball. And I don't know, people say, well, what would happen if Shaq was playing now? Shaq could not shoot threes. I mean, he couldn't shoot free throws. I'm going to have him on the three-point line. I'm going to have him down low, and I'm going to say, Shaq, you're going to get the ball, and you're going to score 40 every night. Now somebody's going to do this. This is going to happen where you have to, now you're going to dictate what the defense does. Now you have to guard me. Now I'm going to put you in foul trouble. Now I'm changing the game a little bit. Now you may shoot your threes, but I like my chances shooting my twos, and I'm going to shoot at probably 65%, 70% inside. And you're going to have, imagine if Kareem was playing now. Are you going to say to Kareem with the most unstoppable shot in the history of the game, hey, you got to go out. Now, maybe growing up, he'd be like, no, I want to be on the perimeter like KD. I want to be like Porzingis. Maybe, but then I still think you're going to get the counterattack where somebody says, you deal with us. You got to guard us. Yeah, Paulie.
I always look at a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns from the Timberwolves. He's 7 foot. He seems to have every inside move. He's very agile down there. He attempts 7 threes a game at 7 feet.
Embiid, the same way.
And Karl-Anthony Towns is shooting 42% from three. I mean, he hits them. It's weird.
All right, more on this, including the possible return of Kyrie Irving. That's next here on the Dan Patrick Show. When's the last time you seriously considered your dream? Now, something maybe you thought about. Maybe you thought about, how about the van life? Totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You tour around the country. 423 national park sites. Maybe build a mountain cabin. Maybe start your own business. Whatever your dream is. Every Sprinter is an expertly engineered blank canvas. It can be customized. The perfect van for just about anything you want. Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about. So expect innovative safety features. Crosswind assist. Blind spot assist. Active brake assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, 5-star dealer network, and also available with the gas engine. And it's going to run like a dream because it's a Mercedes. So head to the Mercedes-Benz dealership today and take that test drive. Get that Sprinter van. Take it for a spin and tell them that your dream sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Frank Isola covers the NBA, Nets studio host on Yes, also has a radio show on SiriusXM, The Starting Lineup. You can see him on Around the Horn, and pardon the interruption. Do you want to start with Kyrie Irving, or do you want to start with Steph Curry, Frank?
Well, you want to start with the good news or the bad news? It's up to you. You're the host. You tell me.
All right, let's go with Kyrie and get that out of the way. The studio host for the Yes Network, you guys carry the Nets. The topic or conversation that the possibility of him coming back or maybe practicing on the road, playing on the road. So where do we stand with Kyrie is what I should have led with.
Yeah, I mean, until he gets the shot, he's not going to be able to play in the games in New York. And the shot is basically worth $17 million to him because he's making 34. If he plays in the home games, he gets paid for those games. He's getting paid for the road games, even though he's not playing. Kevin Durant was asked about it last night, about the report that there's renewed optimism that you've been talking to him, and he definitely did not. He didn't confirm it, but he certainly didn't deny it. And the only thing that I would say, if you look at the last two games Kevin Durant has played, Dan, 51 points against Detroit. He played the first 22 minutes and 55 seconds of the second half, came out with a minute five to go after he scored points 50 and 51. Last night, they're playing four rookies. They're down to eight men. They go to overtime. He plays 48 minutes. He played the entire second half, all of overtime. If you're Kyrie Irving sitting on your couch, isn't there part of you that has to say, I came here, this guy wanted to come to New York, and we were going to play together. He's doing his thing at Barclays Center, and I've yet to play a game this season. It has to be sorted out. They came as a partnership, and thus far, it's just Kevin Durant carrying this Brooklyn Nets team.
Okay, but can you see a scenario where Kyrie doesn't play home games?
You know what? That, remember, in Kyrie's defense, he did originally say, I'm willing to play, but I know I can only play in the road games. I was wondering, could they do something where he trains with the G League team, which plays out on Long Island? There's not a mandate there. He can go play maybe in those games, and when they go on the road, have them join them. Because the minutes are going to start to catch up to Kevin Durant and James Harden. They both played a lot of minutes. They sat James Harden against Detroit. That was Steve Nash telling him, I'm not playing you. You need to rest. Harden was supposed to return last night because of COVID. He's now out, and now you have Kevin Durant logging even more minutes.
What about trading, Kyrie?
How can it not be in play? And I think if you're the Brooklyn Nets, I'm sure they've had conversations with the Philadelphia 76ers about Ben Simmons. That seems to make a lot of sense. The only thing is with Kyrie Irving, no one is questioning the talent. But with Kyrie, there's always something. Last year, he ghosted the team for 2 weeks. He wasn't happy in Cleveland. He was unhappy in Boston. Right now, it's a COVID situation. Regardless of how you feel about him not playing, the mandate, not getting the shot, whatever the case may be, my only issue with Kyrie, it's always something, including injuries as well. So that's why it might be tough for some teams to say, yeah, I'll give you a lot for that player, when, let's face it, he could be a big question mark.
How much credibility is there in the possibility of swapping Porzingis for Kyrie?
I mean, I think the Brooklyn Nets would want a little bit more than that. You want to throw Jalen Brunson into the deal. Maybe that's something that the Nets would consider. You know, Porzingis has played really well the past couple of weeks, but he's another guy, and I covered him with the Knicks. The talent is there. He just isn't durable enough. They always say your best ability is availability. He hasn't been available enough throughout his career.
Talking to Frank Isola, the Nets studio host, contributor to Pardon the Interruption and Around the Horn. At what point does Steph Curry get into the top 10 greatest players of all time? Who gets him or Durant?
I would put Durant right now just because 7 feet tall and could do what he does. But Steph has changed the game the way that it's played. You go to these AAU games and every little kid out there is shooting three-pointers. I just looked it up before. Pretty soon, he's going to have more three-point makes than his dad had attempts when he played. I think his father had like 3,093, something like 3,093 three-point attempts. Steph is going to have more three-point makes. The game is so radically different than it once was. And I get it. You know, we're treating it like it's, you know, the home run record, but it's really something, a phenomenon that's really happened in the last 10 years where the whole league has gone three-point crazy. But again, he's won two MVPs, only unanimous choice in the history of the sport. He's a seven-time All-Star. He holds this record. He's a three-time NBA champion. He easily could have won five if Draymond doesn't get suspended for that game, if Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt, and Klay Thompson against Toronto. I mean, the guy's career, it's been incredible what he's been able to do.
Yeah, I just wonder, because one of these players is going to get into the top 10, it feels like. It's who are you taking out of the top 10?
Yeah. Well, give me some. Obviously,
could Larry Bird be vulnerable to drop out because he had a shorter career?
That's a possibility, but a lot of people also tell you, look at Larry Bird at being, 6'9", essentially playing small forward, and he's playing at a time when the three-point shot wasn't what it is today, and he certainly would have averaged a lot more points. He would have hit a lot more three-pointers. He's playing for the Boston Celtics, and they had an ensemble cast there as well. Obviously, what Steph Curry has in Golden State. Maybe being a Finals MVP, he hasn't won that yet. That's something. But come on, the year that Andre Iguodala won it, and to Andre Iguodala's credit, he was knocking down wide-open shots, but there was a reason he was open. They were running multiple defenders at Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And there's Andre Iguodala saying, you know what? He was catching the ball, spinning it in his hands like he was taking a free throw. Then he was shooting it. That's how open he was.
Yeah, I wonder if Steph were to win another MVP and or another championship. So now you're in a different stratosphere, it feels like. And that might slip you in. Does Jerry West stay in the top 10? Does Oscar stay in the top 10?
I know
it's royalty. It's NBA royalty.
Exactly. But that's why I think I completely understand what you're saying. I think if Steph does get one more MVP, and I think right now I think it's he and Kevin Durant neck and neck. We're not even at Christmas yet, so obviously a lot of things can change. But if he gets another MVP, right now it looks like it's a two-team race in the Western Conference between Phoenix and Golden State. Klay Thompson's coming back. They always have the potential to make a move because they have so many young players. He wins one more title and one more MVP, maybe a Finals MVP. Maybe he plays the Olympics finally and gets a gold medal. That kind of changes the conversation around Steph Curry, that's for sure.
You know, this whole Lakers situation with Russell Westbrook, internal discussions about trading, like what does that mean? That they've sat around and go, hey, you think we should trade Russ? I don't know. What do you think? That's an internal discussion, because then some other team is probably having an internal discussion about the Lakers' internal discussion. Do you think the Lakers are going to move on from Russ?
I think a lot of it will come down to what LeBron James wants. I think if you go back to the past couple of years, his final season with Houston got off to a really slow start, played well. Last year in Washington got off to an awful start, carried that team to the playoffs. So to give up on him now is a little early. I never liked the move to begin with, because I think late in games, you want LeBron James to have the ball in your hands. And just watch kind of the interaction between LeBron and Russell Westbrook. Like LeBron's body language when it comes to Russell Westbrook. I almost feel as if LeBron's thinking, I have enough on my plate with Anthony Davis. Now you're giving me another guy that I kind of have to manage. It's a little too much for me. I'm still thinking about the game that they played against Milwaukee, when LeBron wasn't there and Anthony Davis didn't want to guard Giannis. I think he said, I'll take Antetokounmpo, but it's going to be Thanasis and not Giannis. And that was the game. And that's the game where Giannis went off. And you think to yourself, Anthony Davis, you're a top 76 player. Remember, it's not 75, it's 76. Take the best player on the other team. So LeBron's going to be 37 in 2 weeks from now? Yeah. And he still kind of does everything for the Lakers. It's incredible.
Yeah, I understood the move. I don't like Russell Westbrook's game. I like watching him, but I don't want him as my point guard. But it felt like they viewed this as two seasons. You had the postseason, the regular season, and Russ was going to be the guy who did the dirty work. Like, he was going to be your energy guy, your minutes guy, and you were going to, you know, kind of load manage LeBron here. And then you were hoping Anthony Davis would step up and want to be, you know, the best player in the game. Well, I can't put all the blame on Russ. This is who he is and how he played. Yep. I mean, the Lakers should have known that. I'm surprised that Anthony Davis, like, there's nobody who can really spark him. you know, if you put jumper cables on him, I don't know if the engine always starts.
I agree. And I think, you know, the one thing about Westbrook, and you're 100% right about him, he plays a certain way. He's never really going to change. I wonder if the New York Knicks wouldn't be interested in Russell Westbrook because he's an alpha male. The Knicks kind of need that. They kind of need that guy that's really going to be lighting a fire under everybody. You know that he's always going to have the ball in his hands. He'll be the one attacking. I'm telling you right now, I would, if they were thinking about trading him, I would have to think the Knicks, with what's kind of going on with them right now, and they've certainly come back down to earth this season. I would not be shocked because, Dan, as you know, with the money that Russell Westbrook makes, it's not like you're going to have teams lining up to get him. I just wonder if the Knicks would be one of them.
The Knicks love overpaying a guy late in his career, so this would probably fall in line with their game plan there.
Yeah, remember, they took in Tracy McGrady the year, you know, right before free agency. They had Steve Francis on their team, Baron Davis. The Knicks have gone down. All those players will eventually end up on the Knicks. It's just like the final year of their career.
Do celebrities go to the Nets games?
There have been this year. There have been some. Jay-Z has been there. There's been a couple. Absolutely. It's, listen, doing those games, and you know this. We all know that Kevin Durant is a great player, but when you watch him all the time, it's ridiculous. He never makes the wrong play. If he gets double teamed, he passes the ball. His mid-range game is off the charts. He takes the big shots. He defends. The guy's an absolute freak. And I couldn't help but think last night. Here you have Steph Curry doing his thing in Madison Square Garden. A few miles away at Barclays Center, you got Kevin Durant playing 48 minutes, a 34-point triple-double. He left the Warriors and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson to play for the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie Irving. If you're Kyrie Irving, you got to get this thing sorted out. He's got to be out there playing. Kevin Durant is giving everything he has. He needs a little help now.
Great to talk to you again, Frank. Thank you.
Good seeing you, Dan. Happy holidays.
Thank you, buddy. You too, Frank Isola. The Net Studio host on Yes also has a show on SiriusXM, The Starting Lineup, also contributes to Around the Horn, Pardon the Interruption. Yeah, the whole internal discussions with Russell Westbrook, is anybody surprised? Like, I know LeBron and AD met with Russ, and then they're like, and I kept saying, get Buddy Hield. Like, Buddy Hield serves, you know, a role that you don't have. Plus, I think that it's been underplayed that, you know, Caldwell Pope, they lose him. Caruso, they lose him. Like, those are good defenders there. Lakers aren't a good defensive team. Now, you might say, well, okay, so. Well, Golden State's one of the better defensive teams and one of the better offensive teams. And when it comes to late in the season, in the final, you got to stop people. And can you? You know, that comes down to a lot of times it's just effort. But I look at the Lakers, and I'm not going to put all the blame on Russ because this is who Russ is. Like, I can't get a sports car and go, he doesn't get good gas mileage. Like, you knew what you were getting. This is who Russ is. And, you know, would he be better served on a team that you don't care about winning? That maybe...
just...
I know. But you're like Washington. I don't know if they cared about winning, but he did play well. He plays hard. I just don't like the Knicks. Okay, you want to get him and you want to spark these younger guys. I know that's a lame looking roster with the Knicks where you're just going, God, I couldn't imagine having season tickets to the Knicks where you go, yeah, can't wait to watch this. I mean, they had a fun moment last year. And I'm happy for Julius Randle. But I don't know if I want to go out and see that every game. Hell, I watch the Sacramento Kings. I'm willing to watch any kind of basketball. I'll watch Orlando play. But, man, you start to watch some of these games. But Russ can't change. It's not like he goes, you know, I'm going to be a jump shooter. No, don't be a jump shooter. He should go to the hoop every single time. Every single time. Rebounder, good rebounder. Let him, you know, have that energy. And LeBron's playing in too many minutes. Playing too many minutes right now. I mean, KD and LeBron are up there in the top five in minutes play. They're third and fourth. That should not be happening. A couple of phone calls. Billy in Toronto. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
doing, Dan? I'm glad we got you up here, man. It's just caught on to your show, and I love it. Too bad McLovin's leaving. I got to like him, and I know there's a guy there that loves Hall & Oates, so we got something in common.
All right.
Listen, Dan, very simply put, I don't blame this on Curry ruining basketball. I ruined it before that. Allen Iverson, Russell Westbrook, these guys that just dodge the ball, shoot the ball from anywhere, they're the guys that have killed the game. I mean, Curry, we learned from Curry when they won the championship with a guy from New Jersey. He passed the ball. He'd just take the odd shot here and there. I don't know where the game has gone, Dan, where these guards think that they're shooting from anywhere. They can't shoot. Pass the ball. Get the ball inside. Get it to the bigs, and you can win a championship. But, I mean, as for Russell Westbrook, honest to God, I would fight with him if I played on the same team as this guy. I couldn't play with him. That's all I got, Dan. Thanks.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you. We love being in Toronto. Good support up there. In fact, I think I'm going to be on with the afternoon guys in Toronto today, Todd.
You certainly are.
Thank you, Todd.
4:25 Eastern time.
4:25 Eastern. Going to be up there. Sean in Sacramento, then we'll take a break. By the way, I'm not saying Steph ruined the game. It's just those who want to be like Steph make it. The imitators have made it really tough to watch basketball. What, Seton?
I just love how you have to keep correcting.
Oh, I know. I told you.
No. Now, that's not what I said, though. Okay?
I know. This and I said this at the beginning of the show. This is going to come back and haunt me here. I help ruin SportsCenter. How about that? Overman and I help ruin SportsCenter. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. Hey, my brother's behind the board. What's going on? 5'8", a very lustful 209.
Whoa, okay.
So my take is, man, you got a whole bunch of get-off-my-lawn callers right now, man. Hey, I also coach youth sports. I got a son that's 16 and a son that's 12. And nothing warms my heart more than seeing a 4-foot-nothing kid, 50 pounds, soaking wet, walk down past the half-court line and jack up a three and splash and shimmy all the way back. Man, that's heartwarming. I blame the coaches for not showing them the tape of Steph every single time before he catches that pass, all the times he's coming off screens, all the screens that he's having to battle through, all the times he's in motion. That's what the coaches need to be teaching their kids. And I think we're all kind of missing something here, man. Steph isn't the first to do it like the last caller just said. But I kind of remember the murderer from Greater Montgomery County, the driller from Dayton, the golden boy doing this way before anybody was talking about Steph. So anybody giving Steph credit,
Yeah. Tuck
it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm from Mason, not Montgomery. But that's okay. And, I will always defend Steph. Love Steph. Tried to tell the Timberwolves, take him. They wouldn't listen to me. But, it's you hit one shot. All you have to do is hit one three, and then you think you're a three-point shooter. And that's part of the problem there. Now, there are great shooters. But for every great shooter, there's 10 that shouldn't be shooting those shots. And it just makes it a tough watch. Like, I know that I'm the get-off-my-lawn guy now. Baseball, there's no movement. Basketball, there's no movement. Football is becoming one-dimensional. Those are the things I just worry about as a fan. Baseball is a beautiful game, but it's not anymore. Basketball, there's no movement there. And that's a shame because there are guys who made their careers moving without the ball. Reggie Miller did. John Havlicek did. I mean, Ray Allen did. Rip Hamilton. Like, they moved. There was constant movement. Five guys, not, all right, I'm going to drive and kick. Drive and kick. And that's it. So the aesthetics, yes, it does bother me. All right, I will shut up, get off my soapbox, and you can stay on my lawn if you want to. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Final results of the poll question, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history. Today's newsletter features behind-the-scenes footage from Pauly's Motley Crue calendar shoot. If you're not already, this is Nipplegate.
Yeah, this would be the first nipple. I also had nipple with the Michael Phelps suit. A lot of nipple this year.
Okay. If you're not already signed up, go to danpatrick.com, enter in your email in the box that pops out. Bottom right-hand corner, calendar behind-the-scenes footage can only be found in our newsletter. And we have some great ones coming up. We have our recreation of the Phoebe Cates scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Seton's Nirvana shoot.
They have gotten a little carried away.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what the theme's going to be for the calendar next year.
Movie posters?
Ooh. Ooh. All right.
All right.
How about more clothes?
Whoa.
We're going to be wearing more clothes. Okay, if you could recreate a movie scene. what would it be? Now, McLovin won't be here. That means that we get 3 months, 3 pictures.
Yes.
Instead of divvying that up with McLovin getting 2 of those.
First one that jumps into my head is that scene in Jaws when they're sitting around the table comparing scars, and then they start singing. That's the one that I would want to do.
So of all the movies, that's the one you want to recreate.
First one that popped in
my head. Okay. Yes, Todd?
I like the scene in Carrie with Sissy Spacek when the pig blood comes all over her prom.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Very disturbing. I didn't know we recreated the Phoebe Cates scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Again, we might have gotten a little carried away.
Yeah. Mario gave me this and said we were doing album covers. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was a movie.
Sort of impromptu.
Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is there... It's not part of the calendar?
No.
Oh!
This is exclusive content just to the newsletter,
okay.
Dan.
Okay. All right, Seton. Thank you. Yes, Paul.
Maybe we were just in here after work watching that scene over and over like we usually do.
Yeah. Moving in stereo. Yes, McLovin?
Can I suggest one, even though I'm not going to be part of it, that I think I'd like to see you guys do?
All right.
The scene where Joe Pesci says, "Am I a clown?" to Goodfellas, dress up in like those 70s New Jersey outfits.
Yeah, but it's a little tougher because you're trying to get a movie scene, whereas an album cover, I mean, those are iconic. That when you see Fritzy doing his Billy Joel impersonation, or I'm doing David Bowie's Aladdin Sane, Seton's doing Nirvana. Like, we all know those photos. It's just trying to get, like, you know, movies aren't, you know, in photos. That's the hard part. Yeah, Seton.
This is the going back to you never seeing Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Because, yeah, that's a hell of a scene.
Yeah. No, I'm aware of the scene. Yes, McLovin.
It's got to be like a period or a costume piece so you can identify it based on what they're dressed like.
Yeah.
Get a little Pride and Prejudice going, Andrew.
No, McLovin's not going to be here.
Yeah, that's too bad. That would have been right out of
Boogie Nights.
Ooh, all right.
Well, I thought you were going less nudity, Dan.
Yeah. Well, look, nudity sells. We know that.
Get Todd on some roller skates.
Ooh.
We're all set.
You're going to...
I'm going to need a hand. I'm going to need a hand
boy.
Here. I'm going to need a hand to hold.
Roller boy.
Yeah. Roller boy.
Get the short shorts going.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Oh, hold on. I got a bunch... Ooh, the third Madison Square Garden was opened with a game between the Montreal Canadiens and the New York Americans in 1925.
Mm-hmm.
1966, the New Orleans Saints became the 16th NFL franchise.
Mm-hmm.
1982, Paul Bear Bryant announced his retirement from Alabama. And that's it.
Well, it was on this day in 2002, Carson Palmer was awarded the Heisman Trophy. I'm thankful that he has that Heisman Trophy still. Because it was in serious doubt. Oh, what did we learn on the program? Todd, I'll start. By the way, keep an eye on this story. The number one high school football player in America may go to Jackson State to play for Deion Sanders. Number one player may go play for Jackson State. Todd, what'd you learn?
Steph Curry's the greatest shooter of all time, but he's effectively ruined the game of basketball.
No,
or perhaps it's the imitators.
No, he hasn't.
The imitators.
Damn. What did I learn?
Marv Albert didn't give us a more emphatic rendition of Steph Curry's record-breaking three. His pugs were still asleep.
They say good things come to those who wait. 2021 Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Take a test drive. Go to your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for the support, emails, tweets. We'll talk to you tomorrow here, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out this show. M Drive. If you want to achieve your health and fitness goals, you got to put in the work and you got to do it every day. So what do you do to support your daily workout? How about M Drive? The supplement for driven guys with no plans to slow down, even as they get a little bit older. M Drive's special blend of clinically tested herbs and vitamins, all kinds of good stuff supporting your body's natural testosterone production, giving you the energy, strength, and mental boost you need to compete every single day. You can pick up M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, or go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. M-Drive doesn't contain testosterone. Instead, helps your body maintain its natural testosterone production so you have the strength, energy, and focus to compete day in and day out. M-Drive's not for everyone. It's for the driven. Visit mdrivedan.com for healthy T support, strength, and energy you need to fuel your daily drive. So don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.